Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes, Mr. Whitehouse?
There are no changes to the agenda, thank you.
All right.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay, other business. We have six items of other business this evening. The first one being Ocean Meadows Subdivision, 2018-28, request to revise forested and landscape buffer.
This is a request to amend the ratio of deciduous trees and evergreen trees provided in the proposed forested landscape buffer from the 70% deciduous trees and 30% evergreen requirement to 60% evergreen and 40% deciduous trees. The applicant has indicated that the proposed ratio will provide additional year-round screening between this subdivision and the adjacent Ridings of Rehoboth subdivision. At their meeting of Thursday, January 9th, 2020, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the final subdivision plan. Tax parcels are 234, District 234, Map 2, Parcel 2, and Parcel 2.02. The zoning's AR1 agricultural residential.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the request to amend the forested landscape buffer for Ocean Meadows 2018-28.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the request to revise the forested landscape buffer for Ocean Meadows Subdivision 2018-28. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Welch's Pond Subdivision 2017-20, formerly known as Fieldstone, the Grove at Love Creek, request to revise conditions of approval and forested landscape buffer.
This is a request to remove the 50-foot landscape buffer located along the eastern side of the proposed subdivision, which separates the subdivision from the residual lands. This buffer is currently required under Condition E of the conditions of approval. Condition E currently reads, as stated by the applicant, a forested or landscape buffer of at least 50 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of these areas, with the exception of areas that are currently forested and will not be disturbed. The applicant intends to submit an additional application for the residual lands for a second phase of the subdivision. The applicant is requesting that Condition E be amended to exclude the buffer from the eastern portion of the property. The applicant has provided a revised landscape plan reflecting these proposed changes for the Commission's consideration. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 6.00, part of. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential and GR General Residential Zoning Districts.
I have one question before I make my motion. When I looked at the revised plan, it looked like they'd taken the border out, the part of the eastern, but they'd also, there was a part of the northern side that was not, that was taken out too.
Aye.
Right there along the road.
I don't think we spotted it.
So it's 50 foot everywhere. I mean, I'm fine with them taking out the eastern border because I'm sure they're going to build another development or something there.
So the drawing states 50 foot forested buffer, existing trees to be used as forested buffer, and then along the road. Proposed 50-foot forested buffer, field verify density of existing trees and supplement with new planting as necessary. But you're correct, there is no buffer behind lots 1 to 6.
Right, and that there's supposed to be one there, correct? Based on that condition that they proposed.
We can play the two. There is a multimodal path across the front on the drawings that we have now. And I'm just checking to see if that was there previously. The engineer is here. That is a factual question. The answer is yes, there is no landscape buffer across along the front at the back between the lots and the multimodal path. The question is whether it was there previously.
Do you want to hear from the applicant?
Sure, we can ask the engineer.
All right, let's have an engineer. Give us your name, sir. We're going to ask you one or two questions, and all I want you to do is answer those questions.
Yes, sir. Ring Gardner, Davis Bone and Friedel, Principal Professional Engineer.
All right.
Okay. So, It says 50-foot buffer around the entire perimeter, but behind these lots on the northern side by the road, there's no buffer.
It does, and I'm trying to go back to the public hearing and the presentation. I don't believe we showed a 50-foot buffer along a perimeter road, because the perimeter road is typically, the road frontage typically doesn't get buffered to that degree. I know we showed on Ward Avenue, because that's where the existing trees are, but I don't remember, even during the original approval, us showing the buffer along this section of the road frontage, which is why it's not shown in the revised plan. I don't think it was shown on the original plan, and I don't think that's...
That's the problem. I couldn't remember either, and I didn't look it up. But that was my question, since that when reading that, it said the entire perimeter.
And then right now with the shared path and everything else, that 50-foot buffer will come even that much further into. That's why I don't believe that we... I know what the condition reads. I don't believe that was the intent, that we were providing that 50-foot buffer along that portion of Cedar Grove Road.
I do have the plan from July in front of me, and there is no 50-foot buffer shown along that portion of the road. There's just the path.
Okay. So then we had already approved it that way. Okay.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Then I will make a motion to amend the forested landscape buffer and conditions of approval to allow for the eastern border to not have to have a 50-foot buffer, as shown on the revised site plan for Welch's Pond 2017-20, formerly known as Fieldstone, the Grove at Love Creek.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant the request to revise conditions of approval on forested landscape buffer for Welch's Pond subdivision 2017-20. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Dagsboro Trace subdivision 2004-34, revised subdivision plan.
The revised subdivision plan proposes to remove the sidewalks from the subdivision. The Planning and Zoning Commission previously reviewed this request at their meeting of Thursday, September 24th, 2020, where they had requested additional information be provided from the applicant prior to the final decision being rendered. The sidewalks have not been installed, and the proposed location of the sidewalks would require the relocation of street lighting and transformers already installed throughout the development. The Planning and Zoning Office has received documentation that 51% of existing property owners within the subdivision consent to this proposed change. The tax parcels District 233, Map 11, Parcel 194.01, and the zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District.
Mr. Chairman, with regards to this one, and I'm not trying to be difficult, but I thought we asked at the last meeting to have information from all the lot owners, property owners. So there's 25 lots that are in there, and driving through there, there's 15 that are built. There's three under construction, of which I'm assuming are part of the 10. So it looks like we're still missing information from 9 of the property owners.
Is that correct?
Chairman, if I can assist. So at the previous meeting, there was discussion about whether to bring this back for a public hearing. But prior to the commission voting and actually deciding on whether that should come back as a public hearing, there was a discussion that staff were to try to obtain further information as to why the sidewalks were not provided and any applicable drawings that relate to that, so that the commission could further discuss it before making that call. I understand that the engineer or the developer is actually here to answer factual questions as well, if necessary, prior to the commission deciding whether to trigger that public hearing. So, and if the commission so deems, then it can come back as a public hearing. So,
I thought we did have a discussion about hearing from all the owners, because of the people that were already there, if they were under the impression that they were going to have a sidewalk, and now we're saying no, you don't get it, and they want it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you said there's a somebody representing here, if there's an engineer is here?
I believe so. There is someone here able to answer factual questions. And in terms of the additional documents that the commission asked to see, we did locate and look into the construction plans, and we couldn't find any additional information in those. So,
sir, if you just hang on for a second, we just wanted to know if you were here or not. I'm not sure. Not sure we want to hear from you.
Okay.
Yet. Okay. Okay. Thanks. Okay, go.
So staff did look into the construction plans that we have on file. There are different types of construction plans. We did look at those that we could obtain through Sussex Conservation District, and we were not able to find any notes or annotations explaining where sidewalks were supposed to be located. So there was no help there. So we asked the applicant if they were willing to attend to answer factual questions, if the commission had any. So.
Okay. Well, Ms. Wingate, what's your pleasure? We want to hear from the...
I think, in fairness to the people that have already bought in there, if they thought they were going to get sidewalks, and now we're going to make a decision that they're not.
Well, I think that as just as a matter of practice, this has sort of been something that we've always tried to be very careful about, because if someone bargained for something, then they should get it. We should not be in the business of changing the rules after folks have laid their money down, after they've bought their lots. So it becomes kind of problematic. And while I have your attention, just let me explain that, and it isn't because I'm trying to be rude, it's that we have very specific rules about how meetings are conducted and what constitutes a public hearing. This discussion is not a public hearing, and we can't allow it to turn into a public hearing because we have to advertise it if it's a public hearing. So I'm not trying to be rude to anyone. I just have to observe the rules. Now, we can ask a factual question, and if anyone has any factual questions, I'll be happy to invite the gentleman to come answer them.
I guess my factual question would be then, have all the property owners been...
All right, sir, if you could come up, please. And the question we have for you is, have all the property owners been contacted and asked about the sidewalk situation?
Yes, they have. My name is Bart Phillips with PR Builders. Yes, they have.
Okay, Bart.
Yeah. And I think it would be fair to them if you would open it to a public hearing and allow them to come in and speak their mind.
Well,
then, how are it should be.
Right. Well, if you have something from each property owner that indicates that they're okay without having the sidewalk, then that makes the decision a lot easier for us to make without having to go through that step.
Not a problem.
Looks like there's six in there in addition to yours.
Well, what I'm thinking is maybe we should give Mr. Phillips an opportunity to talk with those folks, get a short letter, an email, or something, smoke signal, something.
I'm prepared to do it. Don't get me wrong. I'm prepared to do it. But
and we appreciate that.
I'm just here on their behalf because they don't want it.
Well, we just need something from each one of them that says that they don't want it, and we should be good to go. I really would. You know, not want to see you have to go through the public hearing process if we can get that information.
Not an issue.
Okay.
Not an issue.
All righty. Well, we thank you.
Well, thank you for your time.
Yes, indeed.
I will get that information to you.
So we'll table until such time as the office receives that information, then we'll put it back on the agenda.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, indeed.
We'll take care of that. Thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse, I would say that, so just don't put it on an agenda until you get that information. It's not confusing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yep. Understood.
That's what I said.
Yeah, no, we've had that come up before with things that were records held up.
I think we need it. You need to make a motion to defer action.
Yeah.
Okay. I make a motion to defer action on Daxborough Trace Subdivision 2004-34.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on Daxborough Trace Subdivision 2004-34. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lighthouse Annex Self Storage Site Plan 17-40, revised site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for a three-story, 34,500 square foot self-storage facility to be located on a 1.76 acre parcel. This revised site plan proposes changes to the self-storage building, phase two, that was previously approved on December 21st, 2017, S17-40. A 600 plus or minus square foot office space is utilized within an existing building on site. The site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, Tax Parcel District 533, Map 17, Parcel 83.00. The zoning is C1 General Commercial, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Any discussion on this?
I was curious I went back to the meeting where we approved it, and I can't figure out what's the change here?
What got revised?
Yeah, what got revised?
The notes from the planner that did it says that, let's see, that the first site plan proposed a self-storage in the back and the office space in the front. So it seems like they just switched around where the same building footprint's still being used and everything, just how they're utilizing it is being changed. Oh. So no changes to the parking, he said, or any Del Dot entrance permits or anything like that.
Or the size of the building or anything?
Does not appear that way.
I was having trouble with that because then I was like, okay. C1, so doesn't, okay. Yeah, then I have no questions.
No, everybody, it's good. Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to Lighthouse Annex self-storage, S-17-40, I make a motion to approve the revised site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the revised site plan for Lighthouse Annex self-storage site plan at S-17-40. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Marsh Island Subdivision 2005-52 and 2008-25 Amenities Plan.
This is an amenities plan for a proposed 1,918 square foot clubhouse, a 4,308 square foot in-ground pool, playground, covered seating area, boardwalk, and 18 associated parking spaces to be located within an existing Marsh Island 2005-52 and 2008-25 cluster subdivision. At their meeting of Thursday, December 13, 2012, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the final subdivision plan for the development. The amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels are District 234, Map 7, Parcel 132.00, and District 234, Map 12, Parcel 22.00. Portion of the zoning is AR1 agricultural residential, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the amenities plan for Marsh Island Subdivision 2005-52 and 2008-25.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the amenities plans for Marsh Island Subdivision 2005-52 and Subdivision 2008-25. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Stony Creek Realty, minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement.
This is a preliminary subdivision plan for a minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement over an existing driveway to create three lots with a residual lot located off Scotland Road, Sussex County Road 434. Lot 1 will measure 0.91 acres plus or minus. Lot 2 will measure 1.16 acre plus or minus. Lot 3 will measure 1 acre plus or minus, and the residual lot will measure 1.91 acre plus or minus. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 15, Parcel 67.00. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Stony Creek Realty, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off of 30-foot easement with final approval. No, you already have it.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement for lands of Stony Creek Realty. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, moving on.